My boss's terrible Halloween playlist crackles through the shitty bar speakers. As if the songs from horror movie soundtracks weren't bad enough, they keep going in and out like they're being played from an ancient record player rather than the MP3 player hooked up to the aux cable behind the bar. To be fair, that thing is from the early aughts, so an ancient record player might actually work better. I jiggle the cord until I get consistent sound, then back away slowly so as not to upset the delicate balance. Old man Pina gives an affirming nod and a grunt from his bar stool at the far corner before shaking his empty beer bottle in my direction. I pop the top off another and slide it down the bar into his gnarled, cupped hand. He nods again before taking a drink. And this is why I love tending bar at the Broken Spur. The weeknight townies are familiar enough that I don't even have to talk to them anymore. It's mostly just me, the horror movie soundtrack, and my thoughts. But because the universe has it out for me, the door to the bar bursts open and a gaggle of men spill in from the street. A loud gaggle at that. There are about 10 of them. And they're all pounding each other on the back and shouting in a competition to be heard. I almost turn up the music, but I'm not aware which sound is worse. And I'm pretty sure if the music gets louder, they'll just match it anyway. I recognize about half of the guys from high school, which is saying something because my 20-year reunion has just come and gone. I didn't go. I see enough of these assholes here. I didn't need to see them again in the Ironwood High School gymnasium while we all pretended to have amounted to something. They've made it clear that they think they're better than me, but we're all stuck here in the same small town we grew up in, which puts us on a pretty even playing field as far as I'm concerned. As if to illustrate this point, Brian Turner saunters up to the bar and leans sloppily against it to look down his nose at me. Even in the musty air of the bar, I could smell the booze rolling off of him. This is clearly not these guys' first stop. He drags his eyes over me, and I have to fight the urge to audibly gag. He is a paying customer, after all, and the owner, Carter, would be none too happy if I pissed them off. "Hey, darling," Brian drawls. "Can we get a round of shots for me and my friends here?" I plaster a smile that doesn't reach my eyes. "Sure thing. Any particular kind of shot you're all looking for?" He licks his lips, and at that, I do shudder. Luckily, he doesn't seem to notice.
"Surprise us,"
he sneers. He leaves his credit card on the bar and makes his way back to his friends. I take a bottle of tequila off the bottommost shelf and line up 10 shot glasses on the bar. I dole out the liquor, drop a bowl of lime wedges and a couple of salt shakers next to them for good measure, then punch in the top shelf tequila price before charging Brian's card. They're too drunk to care how much their shots cost, and it feels like a small win. They surely won't be tipping much anyway. They all come over to the bar to grab their tequila. Before they toss them back, they all raise their tiny glasses and shout,
"To freedom!"
Brian slaps one of the guys on the back. Jacob Adams, I think. Though he's looking a lot worse for the wear than the last time he was in here. And it's dark, so it's hard to say for sure. Every one of them grimaces when they take their shots. Only two bother with the lime wedges. The rest try to man through it with coughs and breaths sucked in between their teeth. I start handing out beer chasers, which Brian also puts on his card. When they finally move to the far side of the bar, I can breathe a little easier again. I start to wipe up the tequila I spilled while pouring the shots. I have just about finished when the door opens again. This time, only one man walks in, but he turns back to shut the door before I can get a look at his face. All I can see are the broad shoulders that test the limits of his collared shirt and very expensive jeans that hug an excellent ass. I'm sure I've never seen this man before. I'd remember an ass like that. Except when he turns back around toward the bar, I get to see his face. The universe really does have it out for me tonight, because I'm met with the high cheekbones, chocolate brown eyes, and pearly white smile of none other than Mike Page, my high school nemesis. What the fuck is he doing here? The last I heard, he hightailed it out of here for college in Indiana and stayed there, which was all the same to me at the time. Good fucking riddance to bad rubbish.